they keep the hairspray people in business because you've got to use to keep that hair up there like that. And I have a corollary to this. I call it Marius's first law. And I have a corollary to Marius's first law, which states that a woman's intelligence is directly proportional to the amount of hair on her arms. it's inversely proportional to the amount of hair on her arms. If you can see it under the light, then you're dealing with close to a retard. But I'm just kidding, man. Erase all that. But there was a time when I had a corollary to Marius's first law, and then I had Pendergrass' third law, and I don't really remember what it was. Something about the kind of car a woman drove. But anyway, we're getting away from hairstyles.
Yeah, all
right. there are all kinds of hairstyles, pixies and which is a short hairstyle. But I really don't know much about that, because I always figured that fags worked as hairstylists. Except, now, there's one guy that cut my hair in Knoxville, his name was Ron. And he let you know right away that he was not a faggot. He was very sensitive to the fact that a lot of men's hairstylists and women's hairstylists are fags. But he had a picture of his wife and two kids on his little thing, you know, his piece where he put his clippers and stuff. And from the way he talked also, you knew he was not a fag in the least. And but anyway, go with the pertinent stuff.
Let's see. Before we get into that little section here.
Let me guess what it is.
Yes, well, be careful through here.
Okay.
Investigate all items as closely as propriety allows. What about, you already mentioned this, effeminate males.
Well, now, an effeminate male I would call a sissy or a...
No, I beg your pardon. You hadn't mentioned this. Go ahead.
A sissy or an effeminate person.
Mm-hmm.
Or a fly by night.
Hmm.
Or a queenie or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet guy.
Mm-hmm. And this you have mentioned in passing, the male homosexual.
Well, I tend queer, faggot, gay. I don't use the word gay much because I don't like it to be bastardized like that. Fairy. There's some other more poignant terms that I really don't want to discuss.
Okay. What about a girl or woman with mannish ways?
A dyke. And you got a dyke and you got a butch, and I think a dyke and a butch are more or less the same thing. Maybe one's more violent than the other. I dykes and butches I picture as violent and hostile kinds of people.
Well, what about female homosexual?
A lesbian.
And sexually overactive male?
Oh.